Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well. You know, life with two children is way different than life with one. And perhaps that's the most obvious statement you'll hear all day, but I'm coming to realize the truth of that more and more. It's especially noticeable when the older child is sick and you're trying to keep the baby from catching the older child's sickness. We've learned that quarantining the sick kid to her room with mama's laptop and a stack of Disney movies is perhaps the most effective way to cope through that situation. But while quarantining someone who's sick is understandable and necessary, do we tend to do that as healthy people as well? When we obey the gospel of Christ, being baptized for the forgiveness of our sins, as we read in Acts 2 and verse 38, we've not overcome sickness, but a spiritual death by the grace of God. But what happens after that? Hopefully, we choose to become a member of a sound Bible-teaching church and serve the Lord inside and outside of worship services. So, how do we serve the Lord outside worship services? If we took a step back and evaluated our approach to our faith, would we conclude that we may tend to quarantine ourselves from the rest of the world? We know what Paul says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, to do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and I would never suggest otherwise. Certainly, a Christian is a new creation in Christ, as we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17. But we'd be missing the boat if we didn't pay attention to the life of the one whose name we now bear. Did Jesus quarantine himself from the world? No way. In fact, John notes that Christ became flesh and dwelt among us. Were there times where Jesus needed to be alone? Of course there were. He sought personal time in prayer with his Father, just as we should. He even had exclusive time with his inner circle, the apostles. Jesus wouldn't have been the Jesus that we know and love if he wasn't a man and God for the people. Jesus is the one who defended an adulterous woman from being stoned to death while admonishing her to go and from now on sin no more, as we read in John 8 and verse 11. Jesus is the one who spit in the ground to make mud and heal a blind man, we read in John chapter 9 verse 6 and 7. Jesus is the one who invited himself to the home of a hated, little, rich tax collector named Zacchaeus, who was otherwise labeled as a sinner by the locals of Jericho. But why did Jesus do it? We read in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, the same chapter we find the story of Zacchaeus, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Jesus couldn't do that quarantined from the world. But you might say, "Well, Jared, that was Jesus. I can't save anyone." You know, I agree with you. You're right. And I can't either. But we can tell people how they can be saved. If we're a disciple of Jesus, we're to be a light for Jesus, as we read in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. So, as the little child song says, don't hide that light under a bushel. Let your light shine. Don't quarantine yourself. We'll be back tomorrow with more Press On right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and meet for a midweek Bible study Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and you're always welcome to join us. We're online at beaverdamchurch.com and you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. God bless.